The wind howled over the dunes, and wherever it whipped up the sand, more and more sandmen rose up. They galloped toward Nettlebrand on their camels and surrounded him. Soon he was enveloped in a vast, impenetrable cloud of sand. Nettlebrand bit like a mad dog. He snapped at the thin legs of the camels and their riders' fluttering robes. But for every sandman he managed to get, two more rose from the desert sands. They rode around him in the flying sand, circling around him faster and faster. Horrified, Gravelbeard put his hat over his eyes. Nettlebrand spat and roared, struck out with his claws, and kept snapping his terrible jaws. But all he got between his teeth was sand. Gritty, dusty, sand that scratched his nose and throat. Every time the sandman completed another circle, Nettlebrand sank deeper into the sand until even his snorting, sputtering head disappeared. When the sandy riders finally reined in their camels, there was no sign of the golden dragon and his armor cleaner. Nothing but a huge hill of sand rising among the dunes. For a few moments, the camels stood there, breathing hard, while their master's sandy robes billowed in the breeze. Then the wind blew over the dunes, sighing, and the sandman disintegrated and became one with the desert again. A viper, winding its way over the hot sand a little later, heard a scraping sound inside the strange hill. A small head, in a large hat, emerged from the heap of sand.
Your goldness,
called the head, taking off its hat and shaking out enough sand to fill two thimbles.
I made it. I'm in the open.
The snake was about to slither silently closer to this apparition to find out whether it was edible when a terrible muzzle emerged from the hill of sand, its stinking breath sweeping the viper away behind the nearest dune.
Come on, armor cleaner, growled Nettlebrand. Dig me out. Wipe this filthy sand out of my eyes.